morning, every day, live at Mandalay. From $399,900 for eligible first home buyers, as well as the championship golf course, clubhouse, gym and pool, it's only 40 minutes north of Melbourne.
If you're a tradie and you're good at karaoke, call us now for Tradieoke.
It is back for 2019. Melbourne's most talented tradies, give us a call and just sing a song a cappella over the phone. The best performance every week wins a hot prize.
What is the prize today, Byron?
Oh, that's a great question, Fifa. Let me just quickly get my sheet. Here we go. Oh, this is interesting. Go Boat. Go Boat allows you to experience Melbourne in your own eco-friendly electric BYO picnic. You've got to carefully say that. BYO picnic boat. So you go to goboatmelbourne.com.au, but we're giving you a three-hour Go Boat experience.
So you get a boat for 3 hours
for you and seven mates.
Is it all catered for?
Yeah. Let's look at the terms and conditions. But it looks like
3 hours of unlimited alcohol. Well, and snags and stuff.
There'll be a lot on there. It's a three-hour Go Boat experience. It's valued at $269.
Is it all you can eat? Is it like Sizzler?
I don't know. There's a chef on there.
Well, what are you going to...
So
you just get on the boat and drive it.
Well, you don't drive. Look,
take an esky.
Again, Go Boat.
Picnic.
Melbourne.com.au. It's a great prize. You and seven friends will be on there for 3 hours.
And all you need to do to win is one...
Stop asking bloody questions.
Be a tradie. And yes. Two, ring in to sing for the first edition of Tradieoke for 2019.
Look at that Christmas party on there.
It looks really good. It actually looks great.
It was all inclusive.
Some great performances, of course, in our last edition of Tradieoke, which seems like months ago because it was. We haven't worked for months. You might remember this one.
Hey, maybe we could do the show from one of them one morning.
A Go Boat.
Yeah,
what about
good idea?
Paul's outstanding performance, of course, Paul Fief, his trade.
He was a bricklayer.
Yeah, and he sung this one from Jeff Buckley.
Rosebud.
There was a secret chord that David played, and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do you?
Beautiful, Paul. Great work from Paul.
Is there sandwiches on there?
Anyway, also, what about this one? Josh.
Some fruit.
Josh from Safety Beach. Beautiful dedication to Fev's baby Toby.
Is this the guy who won our Tradieoke on the...
Very talented, this guy.
Isn't she lovely? Isn't she wonderful?
Oh, brilliant. That's great.
Was that Josh from Safety Beach?
Yeah, the one...
Yeah, he won our... Rooftop.
Yeah, very good. He was excellent. He might have even been the guy that played at Eddie Head.
101.9 The Fox.
Byron.
If you're a tradie and you're good at karaoke, call us now for Tradieoke.
Tradieoke time. How much fun is it? This is our first edition for the year. And hopefully, tradies, you've been warming up over summer and now somebody's going to win the fabulous prize that Fev is up and about.
It's a shrimp bowl.
He loves
experience.
It. Go Boat, your own experience, 3 hours driving your own boat around the Yarra.
Yeah, Leon just explained it to us. It actually sounds awesome.
It's awesome. You drive a boat with seven of your mates.
Yeah, all around, 3 hours. GoBoatMelbourne.com.au.
Now we've got Luke Carpenter from Lang Warren. Hi, Luke.
Hello, how are you?
Luke, great. You are the first participant in Tradieoke for 2019. Well done. Now what are you going to sing for us?
Blue suede shoes.
Nice, a classic.
For the money, for the show. For me to get ready now, go, don't you?
Good song choice.
The king. He's not called the king for nothing. Now, Luke, off you go, my friend.
Okay. Walking in my blue suede shoes, and I'm on my way to Doncaster, and I want to get there a little bit faster. I spoke to Brendan Favola. He said, just shut up and get me a cola. I heard a little rumor that Byron Cook got a free John Gumtree. I mean, man, you're earning so much money. You should have given him that fridge for free, oh. I had a phone call last night from Fifi Box. She said, I don't mean to alarm you, but I was cleaning up last night and I found your jocks. Oh, no, you didn't get so well. It's only quarter to 7 a.m. And I'm on my way to Doncaster, and I
want to
get there a little bit faster.
It's it's an extraordinary ad-libbed version.
Not ad-libbed. Well, Byron, that was crafted. It was written. It was prepared. It was outstanding.
He said, I love cola. Fifi had some fun.
I had some of his jocks.
And you're a tight ass. He nailed that.
Well done. That was
Luke, well done.
He said you should have given away your fridge for free.
Oh, that geez, got a good memory. I forgot that I even sold that fridge to a listener.
Have you just like hung up on that? On Luke, that's really
just moved
rude.
Moved on from Luke to the next
can we
contestant.
Just say well done, Luke.
Well, we might go back to him when he wins.
Luke, that was outstanding. Well done. Yep.
Go.
Okay, now we've got Jamie, wall and floor tiler from Pakenham. Hey, Jamie.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Yeah, good, Jamie. We were just talking about tiles before, weren't we, Fev?
Yeah, we were.
now, Jamie, what are you going to perform for us?
I'm going to be singing Umbrella by Rihanna.
The roof tiler and Packy loves himself some umbrella.
I only had this song explained to me recently. I never understood it. Yeah, I know. For years I went, why would I sing about an umbrella?
Well it's so obvious.
It's beautiful when I know the meaning. Okay, Jamie, off you go.
Because when the sun shines, we'll shine together. Told you I'd be here forever. Said I'll always be your friend. Took an old time to stick it out till the end. Now that it's raining more than ever, know that we'll still have each other. You can stand under my umbrella. You can stand under my umbrella. Ella, Ella.
Oh, great effort.
Not beautiful. Really brought out Jamie. The meaning, Fief, I thought. The way.
It did. Nailed it, Jamie. And Joe, a scaffolder from Point Cook. Hey, Joe.
Hi, how are you going?
Yeah, good, Joe. What have you got in store for us?
I'm going to be singing Stir It Up from Bob Marley.
Oh, good. Yeah. Summer song.
We'll just sit back and have a chuff while he sings it.
Chuff away. Steer it. Oh, how mellow.
Smoke responsibly. What are you going to say there?
Smoke chuffs responsibly.
Off you go, Joe.
Come on and steer it up. Little darling, steer it up. Oh, yeah, yeah. It's been a long, long time since I've got you off my mind.
Come on.
Now you are here, and I say it's
what song
okay.
Is this? What song is this?
See what we've been doing, baby. Just me and you, come on and steer it up. Oh, yeah.
Oh, nice work, Joe. I love that. Byron, what's your problem?
just made some alterations to the song, but it was very good.
Joe, so, fantastic. Thank you. Fantastic performances all morning from Joe, Jamie, Luke in Langwarrin, Fev. Very hard to go past.
Very hard.
Apologies to Joe because I didn't really listen to much because I was still getting over the fact that Byron said smoke chuff responsibly.
Well, come on. Let's just focus on the winner.
Luke wins.
Luke wins.
Luke,
well done, Luke. Now you and seven mates are on a boat. So congratulations.
Yes. And if you don't have seven mates, Byron's got one and he said he'll come. 101.9 The Fox.
I was in Bali and saw, we were watching
Slum Up Buggy,
staying at the Wonderful Edge there in Uluwatu. Oh, Fev stayed
Bali
there too,
Bible.
In the
wow.
Cinema, watching Spider-Man 2.
We watched Wonder Woman in there.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well, we both had superhero experiences in there.
We all fell asleep with those beautiful blankets. Oh, God.
Wonderful place.
Wonderful.
Anyway, we watched that. It was a very superhero / princess holiday. I was telling you yesterday, boys.
You and Trixie?
Yeah, we started off at Disney World in Florida, which is next level insane, the most amazing place. Like the
so I can't. Much, so much fun.
So much fun.
Is that Disney
so
World?
So much
AU?
Fun.
Is that the plug? Might as well.
They are Disney World. Not
Disney
to be confused
World.
With Disneyland in California.
Oh, that's
so
awful.
Disney World. No, they're all great.
No, I went there.
That's amazing too. Magic Kingdom is in California, but Disney World has Magic Kingdom, Animal Kingdom.
I'd love to go to Disney World.
Epcot.
Different.
Yeah. Well, I'll take you next time. Why don't we go to... Oh, my gosh. We'd have the best fun.
Yeah. Hopefully more than Disneyland.
Okay. Well, we'll go together. Now, one thing that I did have to do, and it became mission on the holiday, was find all the princesses, because Trixie's just that sweet spot. 5, turning 6, loves a princess.
Loves an outfit.
And loves to wear princess costumes. Had to keep buying princess costumes because every day she liked a different princess. Anyway, eventually I ticked them all off. So we saw all the princesses.
Supermum.
But it was like a 4-day mission. And I realised when I looked back and someone said, oh, are you relaxed? I'm like, no, I had a checklist of princesses, and the only two we didn't see was Mulan. You even familiar with Mulan?
Rouge.
She's Chinese, and she was at there's actually China at Disney World.
Wow.
It's at Epcot. That was too hard to get to.
Too far.
And Pocahontas, because she was in Morocco for some reason. Morocco was too far to walk to.
Yeah.
So we missed two, but she didn't know that.
Because they're all different worlds.
Yeah, they're different worlds.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's amazing. See, I love it. You're
yeah.
on board.
Yeah.
The point is, though, somebody said, oh, you were like, how was your holiday? Now that I've got a child, I don't really have holidays.
No.
Like, I haven't read a book. I used to love reading books, Fev. I remember when you'd sit on a sun lounge by a pool or
you've
at the beach.
You've lost me now.
Really?
With a book.
But, okay.
You've lost me with reading a book. I've written 3 and never read one.
With kids on holiday, can you genuinely say you've ever relaxed?
I can now because our kids were older. We'd go on holidays and it was just fun. I didn't have to look after them. They can swim. They can do whatever they want. And then we went and had another one.
Oh, sorry, Kay. So,
so now we're stuffed.
Yeah, but even when you're right, you maybe because she's
when
5,
they get, yeah,
I'll
when
still
they get older,
keep
an when
eye
she gets
on her.
To about 7 or 8, they do what they
really?
Want.
Really? Oh, yeah, but you've got to think about lunch and then suddenly they go, I'm hungry. And you're like, oh, I just want to do
this
nothing
day and age,
today.
Mate, when you're away, they know how to do room service. Just order it to the pool side.
Wow.
Yeah, don't worry. Yeah, it's coming. It's coming.
And what about those beautiful two words, kids club? Give Trixie to someone else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When they get a bit older, the kids don't like kids club.
Right.
It's a bit boring.
I don't think Trixie's into kids club.
No,
it's a shame.
Boring.
I know. No, she's very mummy. There's very needy mummy.
Yeah.
And anyway, 13, 10, 60, I would love to hear, if there's anyone out there, did your kids run your holiday? I was going to say ruin, but let's just go with
back
one.
Back in the day, they ruined.
We went to
New York one year, and New York's a beautiful place. We didn't really do much because the kids were a nightmare.
Like what? Because there's not a lot for kids to do in New York.
No, I wanted to go see this and that, and they're like, oh, I don't want to do that.
Yeah, New York's more adult fun.
I want to go down and jump on the piano. Oh, that's boring.
Wrong place.
Where were they jumping on a piano?
You know that piano? It's always in the movies.
Oh, from Big with Tom Hanks.
Yeah, that
the
piano.
Schwartz, F.A.O. Schwartz.
Mate, fascinated by the piano.
Do you know that's gone now, that toy shop?
Has it really?
Yep. Oh, it's a Big Apple store.
If your kids have,
Steve
should
Jobs.
We stick with ruin? If kids have ruined your holiday,
well, maybe you're still on the holiday. This is just a good chance to vent.
Mm.
Like, did you not relax over summer because of your kids?
Give us
have a
call.
Good, they're not listening.
13, 10, 60.
101.9, The Fox.
Well, Fifi, in your lovely summer holiday with Trixie, went over to Disney World. All you did really was just search for princesses for about a week.
We had the time of our lives, but I realised it was amazing.
Mm.
But Trixie's agenda ran the holiday. And that's why, look, when I brought a child into the world, I was sacrificing my own needs and wants and maybe just to lie by a pool for an afternoon. Might not happen again.
Right.
Anyway.
All applause goes to you, Boxy, because every picture I've seen of Trixie, she was smiling. Smiling in every photo.
She's a little happy camper.
To tick off all those princesses, good effort.
A lot of running around, a lot of blisters.
I'm surprised you haven't had a couple of days off work.
I know. But anyway, she ran the holiday and I was just thinking maybe let's touch base with some other parents right now who are, you know, school holidays are still underway. Maybe your kids have run or ruined your holiday. Jasmina in Willard. Hi, Jasmina.
Hi.
That's a Disney princess name, if I've ever heard one. Jasmina.
Yes, it could be.
Jasmine was one of my favourite princesses I met from Aladdin. She was wonderful.
Welcome to Princess Chat, by the way.
No, she was actually in Norway. We had dinner in Norway. Now, Jasmina, how are your kids at running your holiday?
We also went to Disneyland and all they wanted to do was swim in our resort pool.
Oh, you could have done that here.
Were you dragging them to rides? Come on.
Yeah, didn't want to do it. Screamed and kicked. No.
Get out.
Let's go and swim.
Mate, you could have taken them to the local Great Western and just swam in the outdoor pool.
101.9 The Fox.
Now, I think this generation, Boxy, Millennials. They're soft. They're soft. They get fed from a spoon straight into their mouth.
Gee.
No hard love. Silver spoon, maybe gold, plated.
Platinum.
Platinum, diamonds on it. They're sooks.
Poor, jeez.
No, it's a big call. You've come out swinging.
Well, I just look at these tennis players and you look at, I can go on and say Kyrgios and Tomic and blah, 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 but that's just beating a drum that's been beaten.
Most people would agree with you.
But last night I was watching Virov Chavez.
Where's he from?
He's from, he's German. So he's ranked number four player in the world.
Mm.
He got his butt kicked. He was
by
down 6-1, 6-1.
Federer.
Nadal. Canadian Cilic or the Rick
Raonic.
Raonic.
He's got to serve.
He's a machine. He's got the best calves I've ever seen on a human. Anyway, he's down 6-1, 6-1. Mm. Absolutely blows up. Smashes his racket. Like,
but what teed him off?
Because he was getting beat.
Oh, just so nothing happened.
Just a sook.
Right.
Getting beat. You look at another guy last night who was Pablo Busta. He's a
Spanish?
He is. He's Spaniard.
Hey, Pablo.
He lost a tiebreaker, super tiebreaker.
Yeah.
Cracked it, blew up at the umpire, chucked his bag, smashed his racket. Like these kids.
Full-blown tanties.
Full-blown tanties.
Have a listen, I've even got it.
Oh,
is this Pablo?
This is Pablo.
This is ridiculous.
He called out before he hit the ball. No, before he hit the ball, he called out. Come on. Me da igual el donde tira la bola.
What you don't want is him to lose the match because of this.
Yeah.
Because of his...
Oh, I know, I was a little bit of a shit of a kid when I was younger. But I got whacked, I got strapped, I got grounded. I got grounded for a year of football because I didn't clean my room.
Kazza and Ange.
My dad was the coach.
Really?
Tough love. I turned out all right. I went through a bit of trouble, but I'm okay. These kids now, there's no punishment. Mm. There's no, they're not accountable for anything they do. It's like, okay,
the way soft.
Political correctness, soft, boxy. And I look at Celebrity Get Me Out of Here, and I look at young Justin, who I find very entertaining. He's a model.
From Love Island.
Yeah, from Love Island. He's a model, and he'll tell you how good he is. He's a beautiful man, so he says.
I thought that was your throw.
Well, go, you can play.
Well, no, so he says would have been a beautiful
throw. I was ready
throw.
To tee off, but go. I'm
and
like
then
you,
you'll
I'm
tee
like
off.
Do you two want some more time off?
I need to just keep reminding myself that this is like God's will, almost. If we took out society and people who were voting, this is just God's decision, and he picked me. I'm the chosen one. I'm the golden child. Could you imagine, though, if I was the camp leader? I think everyone may hate my guts, though. They're like, oh, great, Justin, going to every single trial. Oh, Justin, camp leader. Justin, the best-looking guy. Justin, the most athletic. Justin, the hottest guy.
I haven't watched this yet. I'm speechless. I don't know. That's my first introduction to Justin.
And that's every single episode. So these guys have no one telling them.
Hey, just quickly.
He needs someone to go, hey, mate, pull
back
up.
To tennis players for a second. Back to Pablo for a minute and
Pablo.
His other mate from Germany. Yeah. Where do you stand with baby boomer John McEnroe? Love to tanty.
Yeah, but John McEnroe was angry. He's just an angry man.
Just a fired up sportsman.
He was just a fired up sportsman.
These are juvenile.
These are kids that haven't been told no, you can't.
Well, they also
that.
Haven't won anything. McEnroe won most things.
Yeah,
didn't he win all Grand Slams?
Oh, he won a few.
I've never heard of these kids.
But I put it down to when you go to school, like when we're at school, Boxy. Have a party pie, you could have a donut, you could have a hamburger, you could have a chocolate Big M.
Where's this going?
Now there's sushi, quinoa.
Quinoa's making them soft.
Mate, they've got celery sticks and carrot. That's ridiculous. All this stupid political correctness. Give them a donut.
101.9
The Fox.
The Fox.
There is something we need to talk about, Melbourne, and it's a big debate that's making headlines around the country, and it's being brought up in Parliament, and lots of other forms of media are discussing it, and that is the regulation of pill testing at festivals. We've had several deaths over summer of people having taking pills that mm-hmm. had high doses. Well, obviously, they're illegal substances anyway, but high doses of dangerous substances and chemicals. that are killing our kids. And there is a petition at change.org to introduce pill testing at festivals. And it is creating debate for obvious reasons.
What's your opinion?
Well, before I even get to my opinion, I can see there is an issue when you've got an illicit, illegal substance. Mm-hmm. When you bring in the regulation of that, that is somewhat condoning the taking of the pill.
Take away the illegal bit because they're going to do it anyway.
Well, this is the thing, because Fev. Okay, well, there's a few other elements. The argument to say, no, this isn't going to resolve anything, yep, is because, one, you could test a pill at a festival, mm-hmm, and it could be pure ecstasy. So it, yep, has no dangerous chemicals, yep, in it. It's got pure ecstasy, can kill someone. Yep. So the pill could kill the person who takes it anyway.
Yep.
The other thing they're saying is that there's these pill testers at festivals, they've got a limited capacity, so they can't even identify some dangerous, mm-hmm, substances. So they're not necessarily even going to get rid of the dangerous pill. So then if someone goes and takes the pill, they could die. So you've got a system that maybe is somewhat flawed to a degree, mm-hmm, but I absolutely hear the argument of people saying, but isn't that better than somebody ingesting an ecstasy tablet that could just kill them?
Yeah. Well, that's my sort of opinion. And I've got kids, and if they were ever to take drugs, which hopefully they wouldn't, but if they were going to go to a festival, I'd rather them get their pill tested than them to run the gauntlet and take one without being tested.
So, okay, where do the police stand on this? So the police are already there at the festivals, they're patrolling, they've got sniffer dogs. So then you've got the pill testing corner where people are getting their pills tested. What is it? I'm just curious. What does a police officer stand there and...
Well, there'd be no sniffer dogs floating around because...
they get rid of the sniffer dogs.
I don't know if this is the same bracket, but you talk about the housing where they're going to have shoot-up, where people can go have heroin. What are they called?
Safe
houses.
Shoot, yeah.
Well, that's illegal.
Oh, no, there's a lot of debate about that too.
What I'm saying. Like,
it's just a tricky
thing.
I think back to... And I, as a mother of a daughter, and I hear you, Fev, I think to myself, if my daughter got to a stage where she was going to take them, I'd want to be there, yeah, saying, let's break this down before you ingest it.
Yeah.
I'd love her not to ingest it. And I think back
to... It'd be weird if you were there breaking it down with her, though.
No, yeah, that would be...
Okay.
It's
really important at this point to say we in no way advocate the taking of illicit substances. Mm. And that's what I... And you're going to say, I've got my head in the clouds, and I hear that.
Yeah.
See, when I – late 90s was when I was a teenager, and there was a young girl that died. Her name was Anna, and I believe her book, Anna's Story, is still still people read, yeah, that story. And that was a big story in the news. A young girl died from an ecstasy pill. And I then never took an – I've never had a pill, and I'm not trying to be a saint here, but I just think that could kill me.
So for you, that risk was enough for you to say no. Nah.
Yes,
not for me.
And I would hope that young people, and I hope my daughter, if I said to her, sweetheart, if that's your rite of passage to go and try drugs and you're going to try that ecstasy pill, that could kill you. I would hope that would stop her. Now, I hear what you're saying, Fev, because you're going to go, they're going to take it anyway.
Yeah, well, they are. And at the end of the day, it's going to happen. And it's a lot of people take drugs in our society. And if they had the pill testing there, just do it. For safety, who cares? It's not going to stop. It's still going to happen anyway.
Is there any implied?
But it's still going to happen. People are still going to take drugs no matter what. 50 people could die. They're still going to take drugs. So have that safety bracket where you can go up and actually test it.
What about those arguments that say, but they're not even necessarily testing them enough? So,
a test is as good as a test.
Okay.
Just for safety.
Well, 13, 10, 60. Let's open the phones. It's a hot debate, and I'm.
Well, just don't take drugs.
I'm not going to lie. I can't even figure out where I stand on it because,
yep,
I don't know, if I had a child, I'd probably be a bit more hardline. But I've got a child, and I don't want. I can understand, and there are parents that have lost their children to this, and they are advocating the testing because that could have saved their children's lives.
Yeah.
So, look, it's a really heated one. 13, 10, 60. We'd love to hear your opinions on it.
101.9 The Fox.
A lot of debate at the moment over pill testing at festivals. There's support for the trial of pill testing in Australia among a lot of the public health organisations, some federal politicians, and then there's obviously the arguments to say no. There are some of the reasons to not introduce it are that the tests themselves have a limited capacity, so they could say, yep, you can. That's passed this test. Someone ingests it and then dies anyway because it didn't detect necessarily the chemicals that were dangerous. The other thing is, even pure, the pure drug. So if they went, yep, you've got no murky, you know, evil substances in there, you've got pure ecstasy, well, that can actually still kill you.
And the fact that if you do have the pill testing site, like, will they use it?
Fair game.
Would you be scared thinking that there's a sniffer dog around the corner?
If I was to take drugs and if I was a young kid, I'd be more scared to go to the pill testing thing.
You'd be looking for an undercover cop.
Yeah, and then as soon as they go, yeah, you're sweet, then woo, you're done. Like, how does that work?
But then there's a lot of people, obviously, who've lost loved ones and would give anything to have had a pill tester test the pill that their child ingested. I mean, it's a really tough one, and obviously it's a hot button for some people. We've got Sarah in Paran on the line. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, how are you guys going?
Yeah, good, Sarah. How do you feel about pill testing at festivals?
Yeah, look, I'm all for it. I go to festivals myself. I think that, you know, like the Premier of New South Wales and the issue with all, you know, a lot of people who are criticising pill testing is they don't really understand that actually the vast majority of people who are at these festivals are taking drugs. And, you know, the biggest issue with people getting sick, overdosing and, you know, unfortunately dying is they're getting drugs from random sources. They don't know what they're taking. So having, you know, pill testing there is going to help them know what they're taking and if it's worth taking or not.
So, Sarah, now you're going to call this naive, but I'll come at from the other perspective to say, okay, could people just not take pills because they had the potential to kill them? So that's something that could kill you. Maybe just don't take drugs.
Look, I'm going to a festival this weekend called Rainbow Serpent. There's going to be 18,000 people there. You should come along and see how many people are actually on drugs. I'm telling you, at least 80% of them are.
So that's a big problem. It's actually a big problem.
As I said, it's got nothing to do with festivals. It's everywhere.
So we've got a bigger issue here.
Now, Sarah, so you go up to a pill tester, you chuck over your pill, and the person behind the counter goes, yep, you're good to go. Do you feel safe?
Look, I mean, knowing that, you know, there aren't any harsh chemicals, like, you know, things that have caused people to be sick and overdose in the past is going to, you know, help me make that decision for myself. If they are to flag and tell me that there's a poisonous or toxic substance in it, then obviously I'm not going to take it. So it's, you know, things like that that are causing people to get sick and die.
See, that's the problem, Boxy.
Mm-hmm.
You say to take an ecstasy pill that's pure will still kill you. Sarah said that if she gets a tick from the pill, they'll take it.
Knowing that
the pill will still kill you anyway, maybe.
Look,
but that's
any overdose of any drug is highly dangerous.
Living in some weird utopia, and I'm just going to say, I just wish no one would take them. Mm. I actually just wish people wouldn't take drugs.
But that's the mentality.
I know, and I know that a lot of people just think I'm naive, and I probably am. But Anna in Yarraville. Hi, Anna.
Oh, hi, Fifi and everyone there. I have to agree with you.
We're struggling for branding.
Hello,
there.
Sorry,
no,
what?
No, that's good. Push on.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, are you
no,
serious?
No, no,
yeah, Anna, what do you feel? How are you feeling about this?
I just think that you shouldn't take drugs, and by allowing pill testing, it's condoning the use
of
drugs.
But they're going to do it anyway, Anna.
Well, that's their bad luck, isn't it? You shouldn't go and take drugs. You shouldn't go to a festival and go, okay, I want to go and take a drug and enjoy it.
But that's not the
question.
And then
having a pill tester there, it says, okay, it's okay to take drugs.
No, Anna,
let's just go and it's condoning the behaviour.
She's not wrong.
No, she's
hang
wrong
on.
Because
I'm not wrong.
The pill testing's there to be safe. They're going to go if the pill testing's not there, they are going to take the drugs
I
anyway.
I realise that, but I guess what Anna's saying is it's illegal.
But she said it's
and
condoning
the minute
them taking the drugs.
Okay,
it's not.
Guns are illegal. If you've got you know what? Just bring your gun in and we'll check it. Well, hang on, it's illegal or it's not illegal.
No. She's saying it's condoning drug taking. The drug taking's happening anyway. They're doing this for a safety precaution.
I realise that, but there is an inherent...
She's wrong.
I don't think she's wrong.
It's an opinion.
It's an
opinion, but it's wrong. It's not condoning taking drugs. They're going to go to the festival, 18,000 people on the weekend. They're going to take drugs whether it's a pill testing thing there or not.
What Anna's saying...
If there's police there, there's
dogs
there.
I hear that, but it is an opinion. What Anna is saying, Fev, and if there is an authority at a festival that is going to test your drugs, and that person is in a position of authority, that is somewhat condoning the taking of it.
That's not the point.
It is. There is an implicit... It's implied that is condoned.
No.
Now, we have... When we thank everyone to have their opinions on the show, now, we're joined by Adriana from Epping. Adriana, you have an incredibly sad story. 7 years ago, your son Daniel died from a drug overdose at the Rainbow. We were just talking about the Rainbow Serpent Festival.
Yeah.
In fact, we're a week away from marking Daniel's the seventh anniversary of his death. Adriana, I mean, what you've lived through, nobody could compare. I mean, my heart breaks for you. I'd be very interested to hear what you feel about this, the regulation of drug testing.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on. I guess, look, I've been I strongly believe that pill testing should be introduced. It's not about, I think a lot of people have misconceptions about pill testing. I think what people need to understand that it's a holistic approach to harm reduction. It's not just about getting your pills tested, getting a pat on the back. It's about having the discussion about harm reduction. It's about having the discussion about people who would not ordinarily come before a drug service. You see, people that take illicit substances at a festival may not have a drug issue. They might have an issue where they go to a festival. They might do that once, twice a year, maybe three times a year. And it's about having a discussion. A lot of people have asked me in the past, would pill testing have saved Daniel's life? Most certainly, perhaps, could have. Now, Daniel took a substance and he said he'd never taken before, and that's not quite true because he had taken an acid. He said, I'd taken an acid, but it's nothing to what it was like in the past. So he did everything he possibly could to counteract it, and that's what killed him. Now, had he have taken that acid to get tested, and my understanding is that it can be tested, he would have made the decision, because there's no way that my son or anybody going to any festival wants to come out in a body bag. And the reality is this, is that whilst there's music, there'll be drugs. Come on, I'm a child of the 70s, Jimi Hendrix, you name it, Sunbury. So, you know, we have safety nets for everything that's remotely dangerous. Seat belts. You know, 0.05, you know, driving in the school zone at 40 kilometres, because if you hit someone at 60, you kill them. At 40, you might just hurt them. Those are the kind of things that we need to look at. And these young people are our adults of tomorrow. We need to not look after them, but we need to look after their interests, because not everybody makes good decisions.
No, and that is, Adriana, the tough bit. We're talking about young people, and I mean, we can look at education, we can look at obviously trying to stop them from ingesting and trying these drugs at these festivals. But as you said, Fev, your argument is it's going to happen anyway, so test them. I think it's a really tough position for the authorities to be in, and I guess we're going to stay tuned and find out what happens.
Yeah, we appreciate Adriana joining the conversation as well.
101.9 The Fox.
This is a special edition of Husey Tuesday because we have both members of the Drive Show.
Husey's been crashed by Kate.
There you
go. What a treat this is.
And I was about to give Kate a pep talk off air about, you know, crudity that she shouldn't bring on air.
Because
I was going to say,
amazing comment.
But I was going to say the kids are in the car. Yeah. But they're not. They're not back at school yet.
Right.
Not well, they're not. Say what you want.
The kids are in bed.
It's good having us.
Or on their devices or watching television.
They're in bed.
Yeah, they're in bed. They're in bed.
Kids,
no, mine
I was thinking
up.
About this recently, because as growing up, when we were growing up, radio was your thing. Like, kids were listening to radio in the evening, and you were listening to,
you know what,
Ugly
on
Phil
that subject,
or...
you remember when it was your birthday, and it was your birthday 2 days ago,
yes,
wasn't
it? Was.
Guess what? And I used to, in Warrnambool, I would wake up and 3YB would announce your birthday on the radio and tell you where your present was.
And then you'd go get your breakfast and the cow would be at the window going,
Well, we used to drive to get fresh cow's milk every morning.
But in Husey's case, he'd go, your present's still at Target, mate. Your mum and dad didn't bother going to get it.
I'm still on lay-by.
The only present I remember from my whole childhood was a Bert and Ernie little sort of, you put the plastic things on top of each other. There was only one. I got that. I think that covered 3 years. But you know what?
Even then, you're putting Bert and Ernie on top of each other.
Yeah,
right?
No.
Well, you know, there's always been speculation about Bert and Ernie.
Isn't that more than speculation now?
No, I don't think so.
No,
isn't that SpongeBob and Squidward as well?
What? Watch that SpongeBob movie. Didn't know that. Yeah.
I mean, what they want to do is up to them, and it's fantastic for all of the different
Krabby Patties.
I want to bring this back though. It's my 6-year old, my daughter's birthday today.
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday, Tess!
And, oh, Tess!
And she walked downstairs, and there was a bike in a big bike.
Really? And you're saying it on the radio?
No, she's just already
like
got
it. No, like in the old
days. Oh yes, I am. Yes,
Tess, your present is at the bottom of the stairs.
And did you tell Tess Dad had a big cashy on the weekend and paid for this bike?
Wasn't that big?
Okay, why don't we take a song and come back? Because, Fief, there is some big news that I know Kate shared yesterday.
We want to hear all about the big move, Katie. Oh, Fief, can't wait. I'm hanging by a thread.
I'll tell you one thing, guys. It's good to have because Fee and I are the co-hosts and then you two co-hosts. It's just a nice little thing and we've got the butt monkey over here.
Wow. Okay.
Did you say butt monkey?
Yeah. Let's play a song.
He just presses a button.
Button monkey.
All the hosts are here.
Yeah, you said butt monkey.
Oh, come on, Kate.
That's what I thought. I thought that's a terrible nickname.
It could be a butt monkey.
And then I thought all monkeys are butt monkeys, aren't they?
Come on, there's some kids going their way to summer. What do they do? Summer camp. Summer camp.
Said it. Summer camp.
Let's play a song.
101.9. The Fox. The Fox.
Husey and Kate are here and they're driving you home from 4:30 to Savo on The Fox.
And days away from Katie heading over to Italia. To live.
Oh, hang on.
To what?
My people.
I don't know if they like the, are you going to go over there with that accent?
So I can be understood because they don't speak English, a lot of them.
Yeah, but just putting the accent on won't help.
It does help. It does help.
Does it?
Yes, when I was in France, it helped to... Excuse me, could you help me? It did help.
Je m'appelle Randon.
This is a radio first, Kate. You know, because everyone, all other radio people are going to eyes on this going, if this works, I need to understand. This is the best.
Yeah, for people who don't know, though, she's still doing the radio show, Fev. Right?
Yeah, I'm all over that.
Down the satellite link.
So you may not be over that.
You said to our bosses, I've had enough.
Well, it actually started.
I'm going to live in Italy.
It started at our old radio station, and that's how we ended up here, the happiest place in the world.
It's not the Disneyland of radio stations.
No, it's a great place.
But you know, that's how, because at our old radio station, I was like, I only want to sign for a year because I'd spoken to Hugh about it because we wanted to go live in Italy. Mm-hmm. And you know, they're always like in radio, if they like you, they're like, we want you to sign for 100 years. You will never escape. Right? Until one day you get in and you're just locked out by security. But that's on our terms. So they were like that. And so then that's...
Could have we signed a 100-year contract? Did you stop us signing a 100-year contract? This is not... I didn't know
that. You'd be all over that.
I'd sign two of them. I'll double up.
Anyway.
Freeze yourself.
So that's how we ended up here. So it was always sort of our plan.
And then it just
gathered momentum and I thought I was going to stop working. That was my idea.
Take a year off.
Yes.
Done.
Hughes's idea was?
My dream is to be able to live overseas and still work here. Walk into a room for a couple of hours a day, have a rave. Because you love raving on, because Kate talks for free and still get paid to talk and then walk out of your door and you're in Italy.
That wasn't my dream.
Now, what time of day will it be? So, for
morning.
To drive
it'll be morning.
So, it'll be like this. Just getting up for breakfast. Yeah. You'll be doing breakfast radio in Bologna.
You get the rest of the day and do whatever you want.
She doesn't have to do any of the preparation.
No, just straight in. And what a shock that's going to be for someone in the room.
Ball dust. It's going to be fine. It'll be fine.
Anyone who's seen how our show runs. Yeah. Your show might be similar, I imagine.
I don't do much.
No, that's right.
Remember the meeting after the show yesterday, Fev?
I just walked out and said I got a baby to go home.
I thought he'd gone to the toilet. An hour later, I said, he's actually gone.
It should be in your contract, no meetings after the show.
No, because they sit there and talk about crap for half an hour.
Of course they do,
and then for 5 minutes we do show talk.
Exactly.
I've got things to do.
Yeah, but then he comes in the morning. Excuse me. In the morning.
How good was the NFL?
He comes in this morning, Kate, and he goes, what's this rubbish we're doing at 7? 30. Hey, if you're at the meeting,
that's classic you. In the days when he was on his phone, he'd sit there having the meeting and then he'd say, like the next day, I didn't agree to this.
And I didn't.
And we would all have to say you were in the meeting. You're in the meeting.
Can't remember out the meetings, Katie.
Exactly.
It just surprises me,
one ear out the other.
Because I think of you as a really switched on attention to detail guy.
I am when it comes to actually on the air.
Are you?
Byron.
Soon as it's 9 o'clock,
look at Byron. Byron's got an issue over here.
I'm just winding it up with the Italian music.
Do you remember? I don't know, guys, if you were listening, but about 7:20 this morning, Fev was having a go at the millennials.
Oh, I listened to that.
His conclusive argument.
Hey, guys, I was at Optus Oval in 2002 where Fev was playing and the ball wasn't kicked to him.
I was one of them.
Hey, the ball was kicked to you and the ball and he just stopped and said, you didn't kick it to me properly and just stood there in the middle of the ground.
What's the midfielder's job?
To kick it
to the forward. Yeah, if you don't kick it to me, I'm not getting it. Why should I have to run and get it?
He had 5 metres to jog to the ball.
If we got the Lenny Benson out, hit the ball when it hits the ground.
Yeah, Fev's conclusive argument about what's wrong with millennials in 2019, donuts. They need to eat more donuts.
Really?
I mean,
really?
Eat a lot of
day, we all turned out well.
You have, and look how you've turned out.
At your canteen, you had your meat pies, your Big M's, your everything, donuts.
He doesn't like quinoa.
He's going again with it. He's going again with it.
Just give him a donut.
And what do you think that will do for them, the donut?
Just make him feel better.
Okay. Yeah, right.
It was an editorial that also included references to corporal punishment. It had everything. It was great. Make sure you should listen to our show, Kate. It's a great show.
Hey, Katie,
I listen to it coming. I listen to the pill talk.
I try to get...
That got heated. Light and shade, Katie. Light and shade.
We were deep in the shade.
It's like the protest.
This is what happened, Tuesdays. At the end of last year, I had a cashie in Sydney to do, but I had to leave here at 8:45. You can't leave the show early. Katie's working in Italy. I can't get 15 minutes off work.
You need a new manager. Yeah. Kate, all the best in Italy.
What does that tell you about me and you?
You're heaps better than me.
We'll be listening this afternoon, and even with Kate in Italy, the show will roll on. Hughesy and Kate will. 4:30 in the Arvos.
It will roll on.
Ciao bella. And of course, Hughesy.
We have a problem back next Tuesday. Kate is on the first episode.
From Italy?
Talking about leaving, talking about going to Italy.
How many times did your mum do it?
Did my mum do it? She still hasn't told me about how many times she's in how many men.
That's a great ad.
Oh, good.
Suspense. He rings his mum to see how many times she's...
That's terrible.
I know.
Hughesy, we have a problem. That'll be next Tuesday, 8:30 p.m. on 10 with Kate.
101.9 The Fox. Fox FM's $50,000 secret sound.
Just before the 8:30 news, you heard the secret sound here with Fifi, Fev and Byron. You identify it correctly, Fif. It earns you, on the spot, we could give away $50,000 right now.
Yes, can we hear it again, please, Byron?
Oh, absolutely you can. Here we go.
Again, it's too quick.
Well, that's the sound.
Go again. Fev, you just had a reminding everyone that Fev, Byron and myself don't know. You just had another good guess off it.
Yeah,
I liked it.
Poker chips when you pull them all together.
Yeah, and then you drop them.
I reckon that sounds exactly...
That's not bad.
I reckon that's it.
It's like the dominoes, when you push the dominoes.
Dominoes. Okay, we're doing too many guesses. Caitlin from Point Cook. Hi, Caitlin.
How are you?
Yeah, good, Caitlin. You could be $50,000 richer. What do you think the secret sound is?
I think it is refilling a paintball gun.
So refilling a paintball gun. I like that because it includes the action fee, which is important.
And I don't even know what that sounds like.
I don't know what it sounds like.
So I'm impressed, Caitlin.
Yeah, something different.
Okay, we'll turn to Leon. Leon is one of three people in the radio station who knows what the secret sound is. Leon Shergren, is it refilling a paintball gun?
Oh, it doesn't work. Coming in. Run in.
That was always going to happen, Byron.
The talkback function is not. No, let him run in.
When Leon said to you during the song, is this going to work? And you said, let's just try it, maybe.
Well, the bills are suspense more. Okay. Here we go.
Why are all the accountant people down here?
I don't know why the accountants are here. It's scary. Maybe Caitlin's got it right.
Oh, no, I just said that.
Actually, that's our newsreader.
I just said that to build the suspense.
Leon Shergren, is it refilling a paintball gun?
It is not.
Didn't think so.
Oh, no.
He's never got a good poker face, Caitlin.
Nice pausing, though. I liked his pausing this morning.
I don't like how much traction he's got.
Good radio theatre.
Hey, what about, is that the sound?
What?
Or is there someone doing that with their mouth?
That's me.
Definitely not that.
That was Fev. That's not the secret sound.
Do play it.
Fox.com.au, this is the actual secret sound.
No.
Don't mimic it. Anyway, fox.com.au, all the incorrect guesses are there. You get another chance with Aaron Rich across your workday after 9 this morning right here on The Fox, the $50,000 secret sound.
1019 The Fox.
Now, guys, on Saturday, Alex and I had organised a big party for a sip and see to come and see Toby.
To meet Toby.
And it was my birthday.
Vola.
Yeah, to meet Toby for Vola.
Toby's
and
middle name? No
middle name.
No good.
Cool Cat.
Same. I don't know.
Lulu doesn't have a middle name, but the other two do. So just sort of mix
it up. Lenny's?
Lenny's is Lenny J. LJ. Because I wanted to call her LJ. Never called her LJ ever. Ever. And Mia's is Alexandra. Oh, after Alex.
So you didn't go with what I thought you might go with, Toby Brenda for Vola.
Well, I was going to go Brenda Allen for Vola. Yeah. Brenda, great girl. So we had a sip and see all organised. So we invited about 60 to 70 people. Everyone here was obviously invited, friends and family. We hired a caterer, Benny Luckman, catering.
Who, wonderful. So Benny had, Luckman is one of the best.
Yes, he's done a few gigs for us.
He has.
Helped out at Logan's birthday party. So we had everything organised. And I thought, we'll do it on the 19th. My birthday's on the 20th.
Yep.
Go back to work on the 21st. Australian Open's on. It's going to be hot. Always hot Australian Open.
Absolutely.
Because they whinge about it, the tennis players.
Yes.
Soft millennials.
Exactly.
Won't go there again. But anyway, so on the Monday, I looked at the weather forecast and it was going to be 19 and rain. So I said to Schnooksy, I go, hun, we can't have the party on the Saturday if it's going to rain because we expect everyone to be out. They'd be out in the barn. We have the caterer.
Did you say in the barn?
Yeah, we've got a barn.
Forgot you at the barn.
No, it doesn't get used. Yeah. It's just a barn. It's good. Having a barn actually creates rubbish because you just chuck all the boxes and stuff in there. And
it's
now
a
you can't,
storage.
It's a storage room.
Which is essentially what a barn is for.
Yeah. Could be for other things. And anyway, and we've got the pool. So all the kids would go in the pool. The adults would have a drink and eat and do and have fun. 19, rain. I said cancel it. So we've cancelled it. Wake up Saturday morning, 26 degrees, beautiful day on Saturday morning. One of the best days I've had all year.
I know, it was a big
part
considering that, I mean, don't get me wrong, the Bureau of Meteorology do a wonderful job, but they are one of the most unreliable, in as much as Melbourne can be difficult to predict.
It literally was the best day of the week last year.
It would have been a greatest day to have it.
It would have been a great day, perfect. Kids would have been in the pool, had to cancel the caterer.
See, weather is that thing you can't predict.
I know, but Alex had to go through all her phone and cancel everyone, looking at different texts. And I just WhatsApp you guys, easy. But yeah, what a disaster.
That is. And also, I don't think you're the first person to cancel something or have weather ruin an event because that essentially was Toby's coming out. That was like her baby debutante.
And
we were all going to meet her.
Because we haven't been anywhere.
301060, has the weather ruined your day, your event?
Yeah.
In any way, shape or form. Let's just have a real crack at the weather.
I mean, the world of garden weddings is a high-risk world, isn't it?
Yes,
I mean, that you're really playing with the gods when you do that.
You don't have a garden wedding in the middle of winter.
13, 10, 60.
But also, have you cancelled something predicting it would not be a great day?
Like me.
13, 10, 60. We'll come back to your calls.
1019. The Fox. The Fox.
Jay in Glenroy, we're talking about when the weather ruined an event, a day. Fev cancelled his sip and see. We were all going to go and meet Toby on Saturday and it got cancelled because his prediction of the weather, the Bureau of Meteorology had said it was going to be a bad day. It turned out to be one of the nicest days.
Yeah, and we just didn't want everyone in the house.
Yeah, I get it.
Because everyone was out we got a baby and it was a cracking day.
It was. Now, Jay from Glenroy, what ruined an event? Something you were doing? What weather?
Yeah, so I was at Melbourne Cup last year, and as you would know, it was torrential weather.
Oh, yes, it poured.
Yeah, terrible. So I bought my first tailor-made suit, and it was about $2,000, Egyptian cotton. And not only did I rip my pants and fall over, but I had a bunch of bets in my pocket as well, which ended up getting wet, and I don't know if I won or not.
Oh, jeez.
That's a shocker.
Oh, you've had a bad day.
See, lots of people have bad days at the races, but Jay, you can genuinely say the weather really stuffed it up for you.
Yeah.
Imagine going to how'd Melbourne Cup go, mate? My suit got wrecked. I split my pants. I lost my bets, and I had just a shocker. Just a day at the races.
Thank you.
Is a horrible day.
Thank you, Jay.
Jess in Everdale Heights. Hi, Jess.
Hi, how you going?
Yeah, good, Jess. What's the weather ruined for you?
Sort of my wedding.
Oh,
we got
no.
married
no.
December 10 years ago and got the wettest day in 3 years. Didn't expect that in December. Hey, no,
you
no
wouldn't.
Hey, Jess.
Yeah.
They reckon if when you the day you get married and it rains, it's good luck.
We must be like lotto winners in the future. We didn't win the big one, but you know.
Were you still together 10 years later? Yeah.
They say it's good luck.
I'm waiting for it.
Well, you're still married, aren't you?
You love him, right?
No, yeah. All good.
I was just about to say that.
No, he's all right.
Wow. At least they're still together. They're still obviously working on the
relationship. We're to stay in 3 years in December. That's tough. Rough. Yeah.
All right, we're out of here.
For resort living every day, live at Mandalay. From $399,900 for eligible first home buyers, as well as the championship golf course, clubhouse, gym and pool, it's only 40 minutes north of Melbourne.